Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
April 27, 2019, Saturday of the Octave of Easter.
Mark 16:9-15. Having risen in the morning on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary of Magdala, from whom he had cast out 7 devils. She then went to those who had been his companions and who were mourning and in tears, and told them, but they did not believe her when they heard her say that he was alive and that she had seen him. After this he showed himself under another form to 2 of them as they were on their way into the country. These went back and told the others, who did not believe them either. Lastly, he showed himself to the 11 themselves while they were at table. He reproached them for their incredulity and obstinacy, because they had refused to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go out to the whole world, proclaim the gospel to all creation. Again, we make the experience and hear how important is it for the Lord that we believe, especially his disciples. But we should be aware, the faith is a supernatural virtue. If we take the faith, if we accept the faith and live in him, then the plan of salvation is going to unfold in our life. The faith is a gift, but we are also asked to say yes to him and to practice the faith. If it would not be like this, then the Lord could not correct us, because he was correcting them because they didn't believe. So we are at least also responsible how strong our faith is. And this is not only the general faith, which is giving of the truth. No, it's a faith, it's a concrete presence of the Lord, his actions, his interventions, and so on. So it would be very good to pray for a strong faith and to try to practice this faith day by day. And we see that the Lord is day by day with us and acts wonderful with us. And when we make a strong experience of faith, we should not forget it. It must come to the inside. It must be like a proof inside for us that God is acting, and should, if it's possible, till the unconsciousness of us. And then we have to deal with it concretely. We have to remind in the next situation that God was acting like this. To make this a little bit more clear, not only theoretically, I want to share a little thing of myself. Some years I'm going regularly to the Congo, where we have a service for orphans. The Congo is, at the moment, the poorest country in the world. Maybe in all, to the 10 poorest countries of the world. In all aspects, a country which is not sure. On the juridical level, social level, political level, and so on. When I went there, I knew, and I had a certain kind of fear during the flight, what will come to me. But I can say, as a testimony for the love of our Father, he brought me through all difficulties, also in the times of the war. When I was again in the airplane and I was coming close to Kinshasa, this fear came again. In this moment, I remembered that the Lord always protected me. And I said to me, are you a man of little faith? Please activate your faith and the memory that the Lord is there and is accompanying you. And through this prayer, and I prayed a longer time, I was very much in peace when I came to Kinshasa. Only to make this a little bit visible what I mean. We all have the faith through the testimony of the Church. And now, as we hear today from the Lord, we are called to bring the plan of salvation, to bring this gospel, to bring the gospel to the world. If our faith is strong, then also God will give signs that He is with us. Let us ask the Lord that our little heart will be strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit, that our faith is not less strong than the faith of the first Christians or of those who gave their lives for Christ. The world is in need of our testimony, more important than ever. And also in the Church it looks like that the faith has got less stronger. But we should not forget that we have to make actively our faith, day by day, that He can work. If not, we are in the danger that the daily life we only see in the perspective of our natural thinking and our natural experience and do not understand the life in the light of faith and do not live our life in the light of faith.
Today we hear a Russian song of resurrection. The angel called to the Virgin full of grace, O pure Virgin, rejoice.
Ангел вопиящий благодатней, чистая Дева, радуйся, и паки реку радуйся. Твой Сын воскресе преднебен от гроба, и мертвые воздвигнули. Люди, веселитесь. Светися, светися, новый Иерусалим. Слава Богу Господня, на Тебе восия, ликой ныне, и веселися в Сионе, Ты же чистая, красуйся Богу. О, восстание Рождества Твоего!